You are sponsoring the Planning for American Energy Act of 2015. What would this bill do, and how would it affect Colorado?
You know, here on the West Slope of Colorado, approximately 70% of our land is either federal, state, or tribal lands. And we love this area and want to be able to make sure that things are done responsibly. What this bill would do is require the Secretary of Interior working with the Secretary of Agriculture to develop an all-of-the-above plan, and it is enumerated in the bill. Wind, solar, geothermal, hydroelectric, oil, gas, oil shale, coal, minerals, to make sure that we're responsibly developing these resources to be able to put our people back to work. The bill does not tell you where these resources will be developed. That's going to be up to the secretaries. We eliminate no environmental requirements. They will all be preserved. We can do it in a good, sensible way, but it's going to be able to create jobs, to be able to make sure that we have sustainable and affordable energy prices in our district, to be able to put our people back to work, and to play a role in making sure that America is in control of its own energy future and we aren't having to rely on other countries for our energy needs.
A debate that's been going on in Colorado is about how oil and gas development can be done safely in areas that people live and recreate. What are your thoughts on this topic, and what are you proposing that could protect people's homes and livelihoods if an oil and gas accident did happen?
You know, we have a lot of rules and regulations. In fact, Colorado is held up as a model for the rest of the nation in regards to oil and gas regulatory policy. We, again, want to make sure that it is done in an environmentally safe way, safe for our folks. I've visited with people that work on the rigs. They live here, they work here, raise their families here, and want to be able to make sure that it is done safely as well. So let's have good, sensible policies.
You are sponsoring the Healthy Forest Management and Wildfire Prevention Act. How would this bill affect Colorado?
You know, this brings power back to our state. It empowers our governor, our local county commissioners, our tribal entities to be able to go in and identify areas of imminent threat. From an environmental standpoint, one of the big threats we have with the abundance of public land is wildfire. The ash that goes into the river, if you care about endangered species, ruining habitat, not for a year, but for decades to follow. This would allow us to be able to go in and treat those forests and direct the Forest Service in terms of those areas of imminent threat.
Colorado Senator Cory Gardner recently announced his support for industrial hemp. How do you feel about the industry and this issue?
Yeah, I think the industrial hemp, completely different chemical composition than we have in marijuana. If this is an opportunity to be able to grow jobs, it's low water use, and to be able to help our agricultural community, I think that that's a positive.